Not exactly sure here. Yeah, that is number 50. So Austin McCabe shaking up here a little bit, still sitting up, attentive.
And he's made a lot of plays tonight, too. That would be a big loss for Lakers.
Almost looks like a some sort of either guy's neck strained of some sort. Standing up now.
Appears to be okay.
Scott, Dr. Scott Ryder from Sure Healthcare Network is at Eli Caban. Walking this one off. So Austin McCabe comes off his own power. And for Vassar, that is a big hole in that front line of Lakers defense.
Yeah, that's a big loss for Lakers. Vassar has to take advantage here. They've been successful throwing the ball. If you remember, Clark, right before halftime, that quick pass they threw towards the sideline where he got out of bounds, look for that play here. It actually could be quite effective. They got the long side of the field on that side.
And Pratt keeps it for himself with trips to the right, and he's all the way down to the 5-yard line, breaks free with tackle. And touchdown, Vassar. Pratt breaks free of three tackles and scampers in from 11 yards out to make it Vassar 12, Lakers 30 with 2:39 left in the third quarter.
Excellent athletic play. Stretched it out. They actually caught him off guard. They ran it to the QB keeper to the short side of the field, which actually kind of caught Lakers off guard. You kind of seen him shifting almost to the right and kind of thinking it was going to go to the long side of the field. But you can kind of catch defenses off guard by doing that. Do a QB keeper to the short side of the field and able just to squeak through, lean out for the pylon and get a touchdown.
2 minutes, 31 seconds, 33 seconds on that. And the two-point conversion is also good from Vassar. So now, just like that, it is Vassar with 14 points to Lakers 30 on the WLAW Sports Network. 2:39 left in the third quarter.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebewing, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
And Vassar, Michigan, we're back to a 16-point game. Lakers with 30, Vassar with 14. As Vassar went down 67 yards on six plays, covering 2 minutes and 31 seconds, and their first drive of the second half resulted in a touchdown from Michael Pratt on the 11-yard scamper on the keeper. So Pratt now also doing the kicking duties. Potentially he could drive the bus in away games, cleans windows, might even turn off the lights here at the end of the night.
I know this is a little early. Watch for a squib or an onside here by Vassar. They might try and catch Lakers off guard, pull something a little sneaky.
Vassar has 10 players within the first 5 yards from the 50-yard line to the 45. As Vassar has not come out of their huddle, now they spread out. So they send two back now for Lakers. That is number 11, Wisner, and number 3, Shemka. As Pratt's kick is way down there, and it's over the heads of Wisner. This one's actually going to go in for a touchback. It bounced to the 5 and bounced in the end zone. So Lakers will start their drive out at the 20-yard line with 2:39 left in the third quarter.
The Lakers will get more first down on the 20.
2:39 left in the year in the third quarter. Lakers hanging on to a 14-point lead. 30-16. Vassar has scored on their first possession of the second drive. Both possessions here in the second half have resulted in a touchdown, one for each team.
Curious to see if Vassar changes anything defensively the way Lakers walked the ball down the middle of the field on them last series.
Two to the left, Katie in the pistol. Almost had some movement on the line, but Vassar retreats quickly. As a handoff to Terrence Dubes right at the middle, breaks free across the line of scrimmage, is dragged down finally at the 28-yard line by number 26 of Vassar, Zachary Shepard, the defensive on the defensive line. He's 6'4", 171 pounds, and a junior. A lot of juniors on this Vassar squad this year with great potential for next year.
Yeah, Vassar's going to be a good football team next year. They're still a good football team this year, but first play, Lakers changing nothing, 10-yard gain. Vassar's got to switch something up defensively.
He's in the books with Terrence Dubes with 9 yards, and that brings up a second and short. Two wide to the left, same exact formation, power pistol to the right. And Katy is going to go to the right on the keeper. He has the first down. He breaks free at the 40, and he's at the 50 midfield. To the 40, to the 30, to the 25, to the 20. One man to beat at the 10, to the 5, and Dustin Katy shows off his speed, and he's in for the touchdown, but we have a flag way back about 10 yards past the line of scrimmage, and more than likely is going to be a hold against Lakers. And we could see this one come all the way back.
Wow, big break for Vassar on that one. Big
break. And it is indeed a hold. So instead of a 70-yard run for a touchdown, it's a 10-yard penalty for the hold on Lakers' offensive line. And just like that, you go from a second and a yard and a touchdown to second and 11, way back at your own 19-yard line.
Big break for Vassar. You know, you got to take advantage of something like this.
I take that back. It's actually from the spot of the foul. So from the 42, 43-yard line, 10 yards marked off from there. So will still be enough for the first down at the 32-and-a-half, 33-yard line. So they will move the chains here. But when all said and done, instead of a huge touchdown run from Dustin Katy, who showed off speed I didn't even know he had.
There was a safety actually 10 yards back. He was on this side of the field, and Katy actually still broke away from him for the touchdown by the time he got there. Kid's got good speed.
They now pull Wisner out wide left here. His first action in offense here on the night. Pristine white jersey. And Dustin Katy hands this one off to Terrence Dubes, who hops and skips his way through the line of scrimmage out to about the 37-yard line, a gain of 4. And it's going to bring up second and 6 now. And Devin Pirro, number 51, with the tackle for Vassar.
I'd like to see him use the freshman Wisner. Build the kid's confidence young. If you're on varsity as a freshman.
You should have seen him last week. He was dipping, diving, dodging. Everything you can possibly imagine as a freshman really took hold of that Laker offensive unit.
Well, essentially won him the game. I mean, he played three quarters.
Three and a half.
Yeah.
6:27 left in the first. Katy went out. Power pistol to the right. Katy on the keeper to the right. Breaks free of one tackle and tries to dive back to the line of scrimmage. Inbounds near the far sideline. Out to the 39-yard line where he was tripped up there. Number 21, Dandrick Callahan with the tackle out. Brings up a 3rd and 3. At the 40, nose of the football, touching the 40-yard line in Laker territory. 35 seconds left here in the third quarter. Katy, 30-14 Lakers.
Katy or Dubes is going to get the football here. You got to get a stop if you're Vassar.
Wisner wide left. Power pistol to the left. Katy hands it off to Dubes, who comes around the right end, has the first down to the 50, to the 45. This looks familiar. Down to the 30, to the 25, and finally brought down at the 24 on the far sideline by number 23. Of Vassar, Robert Atwood.
Really, really having success running around that right end Lakers is on this entire drive.
So a 37-yard run for Terrence Dubes. He only needed a yard, and he got a whole lot more. He is now on the edge of the red zone here at the 25-yard line of Vassar. First and 10.
Vassar knows it's going to Katy or Dubes, too, and they just simply cannot stop it. Lakers' offensive line's making good blocks, and they just have two athletic running backs and quarterback.
First and 10. Power pistol to the left. Wisner wide to the left. His handoff to Dubes around the right end. He leaps over the line of scrimmage, has the first down. 5-yard line in for the score. Touchdown, Lakers. Terrence Dubes from 25 yards out in for the score. Now makes it Lakers 36, Vassar 14.
Yeah, you know, that one's, it's the same thing. It's all around the right side, but it's kind of a if it's not broke, don't fix it type situation. Dubes has really run the ball tonight hard. I don't know how many total yards he has so far tonight, but I know it's over 100. And between him and Katie, that's got to be close to, you know, three quarters.